World Environment Ministers meeting in Rome have agreed on the need to restrain global warming to no more than 2 degrees if they're to avoid dangerous climate change. Australia's Climate Change Minister, Penny Wong, says the agreement reached a few hours ago represents a real breakthrough. It coincides with the minister releasing a new report today by one of Australia's foremost climate scientists, which finds that climate change is happening faster than previously thought and with more serious risks. Senator Wong, who is in Rome, told Alexandra Kirk real progress has been made at the talks there.
We welcome the G8 statement today, which says quite clearly that climate change is a global challenge, commits these economies to working together, and recognises the science that we need to restrain global warming to around 2 degrees if we're to avoid dangerous climate change.
Is this a firm commitment to limit global warming to a maximum of 2 degrees or an aspirational goal?
I think what's important to understand is both the G8 and also the major economies forum, which of course is meeting tomorrow and which Prime Minister Rudd will be attending, are not the formal negotiating meetings in the lead-up to Copenhagen. But they are meetings of leaders, and what they can do is give leadership and provide momentum.
Agreeing to limiting global warming is one thing, but what about the method by which the world is going to get there? That is, how much emissions are going to have to be cut?
Well, these are exactly the issues that we need to take more steps on, that we need to get agreement around, and of course it's not easy to get agreement around this. Obviously we need to do far more than what we've seen so far in terms of what the world's committed to, but we welcome every step and Australia will keep pushing for progress on the road to Copenhagen.
But is it any progress considering that the last G8 meeting talked about an aspirational goal of cutting emissions by 50% by 2050. Is this agreement at the G8 any different to that?
Well, I think if you read it, there has been further steps made. But as I said, I don't think anybody's saying that this is the solution. What we're saying is there's a long road to Copenhagen. It's a pretty hard road, given the differences of views and the different perspectives and the fact that we're facing such an enormous challenge. But every step forward is welcome. We all have to keep working, and Australia will keep pressing for bigger steps as we lead up to Copenhagen.
How much progress really has been made when you're releasing today a new report that finds climate change is happening faster than previously thought and that the risks are more serious?
Well, look, the report I'm releasing today, I think, is one that every member of the Australian Senate should read, because what it tells us is climate change is with us now. And it says unless we act, it's only going to get worse. It makes for very sobering reading and reminds us why we have to pass the carbon pollution reduction scheme.
Does the report, in effect, point to the fact that the G8 agreement today is already out of date then?
Well, Alex, I guess I'd turn it around. I think when you're presented with a very big problem, and climate change is an enormous problem, we can't just say, oh, well, it's all hopeless and not work to limit it, not work to reduce the risk for our children and future generations. That's what the Carbon Pollution Reduction Scheme is about. That's what the G8 is looking at. That's what the Major Economies Forum discussion has been about. This is an enormous global challenge facing every nation of the world, including Australia.
The Climate Change Minister, Penny Wong, speaking from Rome there to Alexandra Kirk.